Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we have seen the man of God show up on the scene in 1 Samuel chapter 2, where he has been confronting the high priest Eli. And he has told Eli of all the blessings that God has poured out on him. And then he has brought before Eli the accusation of wrong. And then we see in chapter 2, verse 30, that it begins with, therefore, indicating to us that what is to come is a result of Eli and his son's sin. And what comes is judgment. You see in verse 31 that there is a disabling that's taking place, that no man in your line will grow old. And then you see distress in verse 32. You will grieve over God's blessing of Israel and God's cursing of your own family line. And then we see death in verse 34. Confirming all of what the prophet is saying as to be true will be the death of Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. Can I give all of us a warning, mainly to myself, but also to you, so that we all may know the gravity of the situation here? Love that is absent of truth is not love. It's simply trying to pad the path to destruction. Eli didn't want to really confront his sons with truth. He wanted to be nice, and he tolerated and even enjoyed their sin. Eli ignored God's word, God's law, and it would cost him his sons. If you're out there and you're listening and you're thinking sometimes that maybe your pastor is not very nice, well, I want to remind you that the pastor's job is not to be nice and kind to people, and that's all. That's not in the job description. The job description is to present clearly the truth of God's word, to hold it up for all to see, and to warn and to admonish and to encourage and to offend and to comfort when it's necessary, doing all of that in love for God and love for you. Parents, your job is not to be nice. It is to trust God's word and use that as the shaping tool of your children, and do it with love and consistency. When you give that the stiff arm and you replace it with your own words and ways, you actually despise the word of God and his righteousness. So don't be too concerned about being nice. Be more concerned about being biblical. Today when you pray, please pray for Larry Wood and his family, our missionaries in the Czech Republic. And also remember the Kinga Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.